Let's return to Isaiah chapter 53.
我们再翻到以赛亚书五十三章。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you again for this day, this time of worship you have granted unto us.
父神，我们再次感谢你这一天，这一次敬拜的你给我们的时间。
We ask that you would come and dwell in our midst.
求你来到我们当中。
That you would testify of Christ through your word to our hearts.
见证基督和你的话在我们的心里。
Help us to rejoice in the gospel.
帮助我们在福音里欢喜。
And to, through your word, be sanctified so that we might be more like Christ.
愿你的话在我们心中分别为圣，好叫我们更像基督。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们奉基督的名祷告。
And amen.
Amen.
I begin reading Isaiah 53 verses 1 through 5.
我们看五十三章的一到五节。
And then you are welcome to read after I've read. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried, yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed.
我们一起来读。我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无加行美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
We are studying the fourth servant song in Isaiah.
我们在查考以赛亚书的第四篇的仆人的诗篇。
The servant of the Lord is one that will bring salvation.
耶和华的仆人是那一位会带来救恩的。
Isaiah prophesied of the servant 700 years before Christ was born.
以赛亚在基督降生前的700年前就预言了那一位耶和华的仆人。
And yet we see the beauty of the fulfillment of this prophecy in Christ.
我们看到这个预言在基督里应验的荣耀。
This afternoon we want to focus primarily on verse 5.
今天下午我们要主要集中在第五节上。
The servant of the Lord is despised and forsaken of men.
神的仆人被藐视，也被人厌弃。
And the response of the people to the suffering of the servant,
和老百姓对神的仆人的受苦的回应
is to imagine that the servant is suffering for his own sin.
就是他们以为耶和华的仆人是为自己的罪恶自作自受的。
In verse 4, we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
第四节，他诚然担当，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Isaiah speaking for the people.
以赛亚是在为百姓说话。
He said, we thought Christ was suffering for his own sin.
他说，我们以为他是因他自己犯罪被神责打。
We thought it was for blasphemy.
我们以为他亵渎了上帝。
Because of some horrible sin that he had committed,
我们以为他自己犯了什么大罪。
God had smitten him.
因此神就击打他，苦待他。
He was being afflicted for his own transgression.
他是因着自己所犯的罪而受责罚。
But in reality,
但其实
he was pierced through for our transgression.
他是为我们的过犯受害。
He was crushed for our iniquities.
他是为我们的罪孽压伤。
We thought it was for his own iniquities.
我们还以为他是自作自受，是罪有应得呢。
But what we came to realize,
但哪知道
is that he was being pierced through for our transgressions.
他是为我们的过犯受害。
Our iniquities.
为我们的罪孽压伤。
He was crushed for our iniquities.
他是为我们的罪孽压伤啊。
The chastening for our well-being fell upon him.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
We desire chastening. We deserve chastening. We deserve punishment.
我们配受刑罚，我们配受责打。
But rather, he was chastened for us.
但是他代替我们，担当我们当受的责罚与刑罚。
That we might receive peace.
好叫我们得到平安。
It was by his scourging that we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
So this afternoon, I want to title the message "Christ Our Substitute."
所以今天下午我们的信息的主题是基督是我们的代替者。
This is a primary doctrine of the Christian faith.
这是基督教的一个主要的教义。
One that we must understand and articulate clearly.
是我们必须明白，而且必须讲明白的一个教义。
Just as we sang a few moments ago.
正如我们刚刚讲的。
Christ was bearing shame and scoffing rude.
我们刚刚唱，基督为我们担当这一切的咒诅和嘲讽。
Hear the words of the hymn writer.
你听听这位。诗歌的作者所说的话
In my place condemned he stood
他代替我受刑罚
In my place
代替我
condemned he stood
他取代我受刑罚
Sealed my pardon with his blood
借着他的血使我得到救赎和释放
Hallelujah, what a savior
Hallelujah, 奇妙的救主
The great preacher C.H. Spurgeon would say of substitution.
斯布珍是这么讲论基督的替罪的。
It is substitution, you see.
看到没有？这是代替。
Christ suffering instead of us.
基督取而代之，取代我们。
The innocent dying for the guilty.
那无辜的为有罪的而死。
The Lord of glory.
荣耀的主
bearing the sin of rebellious men
为这些反叛的人类代罪
Now when we as Christians speak of substitution
当我们身为基督徒我们讲到替罪啊
We're speaking of how Christ stood in our place
我们讲的是基督代替了我们
How he bore our sin
他如何担当我们的罪孽
And how we receive his righteousness
我们取而代之的得到了他的公义。
In verse 11, we'll consider how we receive Christ's righteousness in more detail.
十一节里头我们会更详细的查看如何得到基督的义。
The doctrine of justification.
就是称义的教义。
How we receive the perfect righteousness of God that he achieved through his obedience to the Lord.
我们如何借着基督的顺服所得到的义，我们如何得到他的义。
So Jesus perfectly obeyed his heavenly Father.
所以耶稣基督完全顺服了他的天父。
He perfectly obeyed the perfect law of God.
他完全顺服了神完美的律法。
And he merited a righteousness for us.
他为我们赢得了一个义。
So he was our representative.
所以他是我们的替身。
But not only do we receive the righteousness of Christ.
我们不仅仅得到了基督的义。
Christ also died for our sin.
基督也替我们 代罪。
Our sin and guilt was accounted to Christ at Calvary.
在加略山上，我们的罪归算到基督的身上。
So he was dying and suffering the punishment that was due unto us.
所以他是为我们当受的刑罚，他为我们死，为我们替罪。
Not only do we as Christians believe in the substitution of Christ for us,
我们不仅仅身为基督徒，我们相信基督替我们替罪了。
We believe that it was a penal substitution.
我们也相信他是为我们的刑罚代罪的。
Let me give you a definition this afternoon.
今天下午让我给你一个下一个定义啊。
As to what penal substitution means.
何谓受刑罚的代替？
Penal substitution,
刑罚的代替
is the view that Christ in his death,
就是基督在他的死
bore the just penalty of God,
担当了神的公义的审判与刑罚
for our sins as a substitute for us,
他代替我们替罪替我们而死。
So Jesus dies for our sins.
所以基督是为我们的罪而死的。
He's our substitute.
他是我们的替罪羔羊。
But in dying for our sins,
但是在替我们替我代为我们代罪时
，He bears the just penalty of God.
他为我们担当了神的公义的审判。
Now this is basic Christianity.
这是基本的信仰。
Christianity 101.
就是基督教信仰的最基础的。
And yet we find that many who call themselves Christians do not even understand penal substitution.
但是我们看到很多自称为基督徒的人，所谓基督徒，对这个基督替罪受刑罚的道理一无所知。
In fact, liberal theologians would deny penal substitution.
其实那些所谓自由派的神学家会否认基督替我们代罪受刑罚。
And if you deny penal substitution,
如果你否定了基督为我们代罪受刑罚，
you undermine the gospel.
你其实你就把福音给否掉了。
And if there is no gospel, there is no salvation.
如果没有福音，就没有救恩了。
So first of all, let's notice sin and guilt.
好，首先注意罪孽跟罪疚。
What is sin?
何谓罪孽？
Sin is a failure to obey what God has commanded.
罪就是没有顺服神的吩咐。
And or
或者两个都是啊。
To commit actions God has prohibited.
或者做了神叫你不要做的事。
Okay, God commands us to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
神吩咐我们要尽心尽意尽性地爱主我们的神。
When we fail to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we've sinned.
当我们达不到的标准，没有尽心尽意爱神的时候，我们就犯罪了。
But also when we commit actions that God has prohibited.
或者我们做了他不要我们做的事。
God says not to covet.
神说不可贪心。
And we do that or commit that which God has prohibited.
我们反而超越界限，我们犯了罪，我们做了他不要我们做的事儿。
And we sin.
我们也犯罪。
We either fail to do what God has commanded.
我们要不就不及达不到他要我们做的，达不到他的吩咐。
Or commit actions that God has prohibited.
或者犯了，或者超越了他要我们所做的。
And when we sin.
当我们犯罪的时候。
When there is a failure to conform to God's standard.
当我们达不到他的标准的时候。
It means that we are guilty.
意思就是我们犯了罪。
By our sin,
借着我们的罪
we incur guilt.
我们就有了罪疚了。
Guilt always accompanies sin.
罪疚跟犯罪总是息息相关的。
And the only remedy for sin and guilt,
对罪孽跟罪疚的唯一的疗法，唯一的出路
is penal substitution.
是替罪刑罚的代替。
Jesus dying for our sin,
基督为我们的罪而死。
And bearing the just penalty of God for us.
担当了我们当受的神的公义的刑罚。
So So I want to notice two scriptures in the book of Romans.
好，注意在罗马书的两段经文。
The first is in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23.
好，第一段是罗马书三章二三节。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，亏缺。
Have you read it?
Yeah.
So all of us,
所以每一个人，世人全部都犯了罪。
Have failed to perform to the standard of God.
都达不到神所定的标准。
We have been created for the glory of God.
神造我们是为了他的荣耀。
To conform our lives to the standard of God Himself.
我们要达到神所定的标准。
To conform ourselves to His law.
我们达到神的律法的要求。
And we have sinned.
我们都犯了罪。
We have failed to meet the standard.
我们都亏缺了，我们不达标。
And therefore we have incurred guilt.
所以我们就犯了罪。
God's condemnation now rests upon us.
神的定罪，神的咒诅就落到我们身上。
And it's all inclusive.
这是包罗万象的。
Paul writes, for all have sinned.
保罗说，因为世人都犯了罪。
You see, this afternoon, there are many sinners outside of this auditorium.
今天在这个房子外头有很多的罪人。
Tonight in the city of Toronto, there will be many lewd actions that will be committed.
今天晚上在多伦多有会有很多这些乱七八糟的乌七八糟的行为。
There are sinners all outside of this auditorium and building.
这个房子外头有很多的大罪人。
Would you agree?
同意吗？
But also, there are sinners inside of this building.
不但如此，在这个房子里面也有很多罪人。
In fact, every one of us in this auditorium.
其实，在这个房子里，每一个人。
We have sinned.
我们都犯了罪。
Because we are sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
We have not met God's standard.
我们都不达标，达不到神的标准。
In fact, God said, "You're to love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength."
是神说，我们要尽心尽意的爱主我们的神。
And you're also to love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱你的邻舍如自己。
Now, we have failed to keep those two great commandments.
我们都达不到这两个神的吩咐的标准。
Have you loved your neighbor as yourself?
你有尽心尽意的爱人如己吗？
Since I have been in Toronto,
自从我来到多伦多
Patrick has taken us to two wonderful restaurants.
牧师带我们到两个美好的中国餐馆。
But what we have observed is that the parking lots are full of vehicles.
我们发现呢，在那个停车场里头都是车子。
And there are no parking spots.
没有任何的空余，停车空间。
And the moment a vehicle leaves the parking spot,
一部车刚刚离开那个停车空间了。
Everyone that's driving around the parking lot looking for a place to park,
每个人都在那儿开来开去，就找空间了。
They make a rush to park in that spot.
就在抢。
They all try to get there first.
都要做第一个到达的人。
Why?
为什么？
Because we're selfish.
因为人人都自私自利。
I love myself.
我爱自己。
More than that person in that automobile.
我比那个车里的那个人更爱自己。
I would rather park close to the restaurant door.
我愿意跟餐厅的门更近一点。
I just want to walk a little length, not very far.
我愿意更近一点。
I don't want to park way back in the back and have to walk a long way to eat.
我不愿意停在老远的地方，然后要走好远的路来吃饭。
I don't love my neighbor as myself.
我不爱邻舍如自己。
See, we have all sinned.
你看，我们都犯了罪。
That means all of those people out there.
他们都犯了罪，没错。
But that means all of us in here.
不但如此，我们每个人在这儿也都犯了罪。
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
And therefore, we are under condemnation.
因此，我们都在神的定罪之下。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
He's a God of strict justice.
他是一位绝对公义的神。
And he must punish sin.
他必须审判罪恶。
Romans chapter 6 and verse 23.
罗马书六章二三节。
For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
The wages of sin is death. That's the punishment that is due us as sinners.
罪的工价乃是死，就是我们该得的审判是罪，罪，罪有应得，该死。
Do you realize the seriousness of sin?
你认识到犯罪的严重性吗？
Death.
死。
Not only a physical death,
不仅是肉体的死亡,
but an eternal separation from God.
但是永远与上帝隔绝。
We have sinned and we are guilty.
我们都犯了罪，因此我们都罪有应得。
Let me share with you one other verse.
我再给你看一段经文。
And it's not on the screen.
不是在上面没有打出来啊。
Because it just came to my mind.
我刚刚想起来。
And I apologize to our good brother.
我向我的弟兄道歉啊。
But listen to Romans 3.
看罗马书第三章。
In verse 18, there is no fear of God before their eyes.
十八节，因为在他们眼中并不怕神。
And then in verse 19, now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be closed and all the world may become guilty or accountable to God.
我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神的审判之下。
Every mouth may be closed.
所以叫凡有血气的，没有一个叫都可以伏在神的审判下。
We're guilty before God.
我们在神面前都有罪。
And no one has the right to say, but God, wait, listen to what I have to say.
没有人可以在神面前辩护，为自己辩护。你听我的理由，我这个理由那个理由。
God, let me explain my actions, and then you'll understand.
神让我解释我做的，你可以明白我为什么会那么做。不。
God, let's reason about this sin and guilt.
神啊，让我跟你分辨一下，解释一下。不。
God, give me an opportunity to justify my actions.
神给我一个机会把我所做的讲清楚。为什么？
To explain my feelings.
让我把我的感觉跟你讲一讲。
No, on judgment day, every mouth will be stopped.
到了审判的日子，每一张口都要塞住。
We are all accountable and guilty before God.
我们每个人在神面前都责无旁贷。
And this is the reason that penal substitution is such a glorious doctrine to the Christian.
因此，基督的代罪替我们受刑罚才是如此的一个荣耀的教义。
To realize that Jesus was crushed for our iniquities.
要明白基督是为我们的罪孽被压伤。
That Jesus Christ was pierced through for our transgressions.
他是为我们的过犯受害。
It was for us that he died.
他是为我们而死，代替我们。
All right, I want to notice two passages in the New Testament that speak of substitution.
我们看看新约两段经文讲到基督的替罪。
And there are many scriptures we could turn to.
我们也可以看到很多其他的经文啊。
But the first is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
首先是在哥林多后书第五章。
I'll begin reading with verse 14.
我们看十四节。
For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
When Paul refers to the love of Christ,
当基督讲论基，当，对不起，当保罗讲论基督的死的时候，
He's not speaking of our love for Jesus.
保罗讲了基督的爱，他讲的不是我们对基督的爱。
But of Jesus' love for his children.
那是基督为他儿女的爱。
Because there's no greater love that could be spoken of.
因为世上没有更大的爱。
Yes, as Christians, we love God, we love Christ.
是的，身为基督徒，我们爱基督，我们爱神，没错。
But our love is small in comparison to his love for us.
但是比起他对我们的大爱，我们的爱就微不足道，不足挂齿了。
And when we contemplate the great love of Christ for us,
当默想到神为我们所彰显的大爱的时候，
it controls our lives.
我们就被他激励。
God's love for us is not an excuse to sin.
神为我们的大爱不是我们犯罪的借口。
Some people use God's love in that way.
有些人会滥用神的爱。
Oh, well, God loves me. He'll forgive me of my sin.
反正神爱我嘛，我犯罪不要紧嘛，他会原谅的。
So I'll just continue in my sin.
让我继续犯罪吧。不。
Oh, I'll repent one day, but God loves me, so everything is okay.
有一天我会悔改嘛。那现在神放过我吧。
No, the Christian is controlled by the love of Christ.
基督徒是被基督的大爱所激励的人。
Because he recognizes Jesus died for all.
因为他认识到基督为众人死了。
Therefore, all died.
因此众人都死了。
All that Jesus died for died in Jesus' death.
所有那些基督为他们死的人，在基督死的时候，他们与基督同死了。
The all there is speaking of God's children.
这众人指的是神的众儿女。
All that repent of sin and trust in Christ.
所有向罪悔改而且归信基督的人。
We died with Jesus on the cross.
我们与基督一同死在十字架上。
So when he died for all, verse 15.
所以十五节，他替众人死。
That they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
是叫那些活着的人不再为自己而活，乃是为替他们死而复活的主活。
So again, notice how grace changes lives.
你注意到没有？恩典是如何改变生命的？
Since he died for me and I died with him,
他为我而死，我跟他一同死了。
We as Christians no longer live for our sinful pleasures and desires.
好，既然如此，我们身为基督徒，我们不再为自己的为肉体的情欲而活。
We live for the glory of God.
乃是为神的荣耀而活。
We live to build up other Christians.
我们活着是为了建造其他的信徒。
We live to see the lost come to Christ.
我们活着是为了要叫那些失落的人能够来到基督面前。
When we come to see the wonder of grace,
当我们看到恩典的奇妙的时候，
our life is forever changed.
我们的生命就永远改变了。
We no longer live for self, we live for God.
我们不再为自己而活，乃是为神而活。
Verse 16, therefore,
十六节，
from now on we recognize no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer.
所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。
What is it to know Christ according to the flesh?
好，凭着外貌认识基督是什么意思？
It is a failure to see Christ for who he truly is.
就是没有真正的认识到到底基督是谁。
To see Jesus according to the flesh,
按照外貌认基督，
is to see Jesus the way as described in Isaiah 53:3.
就是照着以赛亚书53章第3节这样认识他。
We saw him simply as a man suffering for his own sin.
我们以为他是一个人，罪有应得，自作自受。
All we saw was weakness.
我们所看到的就是软弱。
We saw nothing that was to be desired.
我们看到他身上没有我们任何我们想要得的，没有所羡慕的。
That is how lost people view Christ.
这就是失落的人怎么看待基督的眼光。
They see in Christ no beauty nor glory.
他们看到基督里头没有任何的荣美，没有任何的荣耀。
But when Christ transforms our hearts,
但是当基督改变我们的心。
We say with Solomon in the Canticles.
我们会与所罗门一起的颂赞他。
He is altogether lovely.
他是何等的荣美完美。
The fairest of 10,000.
他是千万人中最美的一位。
Paul said, "Once I saw the glory of Jesus Christ."
保罗说，一旦我看到基督的荣耀，
my view of Jesus forever changed.
我对基督的看法永远彻底改变。
He was not simply a man suffering under condemnation.
他不仅是个凡人，为自己的罪而受刑罚。
He was no longer simply the lowly carpenter of Nazareth.
他不仅是一个穷木匠的拿撒勒人的儿子。
I came to see him as the Lord of glory.
我看见他是荣耀的主。
Splendor and majesty.
何等的荣耀，何等的美。
One that deserves adoration and worship.
他配得我们的敬拜，我们的赞美。
Have you seen Christ the way the Bible portrays him?
你是否用神的眼光像圣经这样认识基督呢？
King of kings and Lord of lords.
万主之主，万王之王。
Verse 17.
十七节。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
To be in Christ is to be in union with Christ.
在基督里的意思就是与基督联合了。
To be union with Christ means you are a new creature, a new creation.
与基督联合就是你成了一个新造的人了。
You have been born of the Spirit.
你被圣灵重生了。
Transformed by the grace of God.
你被神的恩典改变了。
You who were dead have been made alive.
你从前死在罪恶过犯中，如今你活过来了。
And the things you once desired.
你从前所盼望得到的。
Fame.
名誉啊。
Riches.
财宝啊，财物啊，等等。
Those things that your heart desired for that were sinful.
那些你心里所要的那些罪恶的世上的宴乐。
You are no longer controlled by those things.
如今你不再被这件事情所控制、辖制。
Because now you have new desires, new tastes, new preferences.
但如今你有新的欲望、新的盼望、新的所要的东西了。
New things have come.
一切都变成新的。
Now you find your ultimate joy in Christ.
如今你在基督里找到你终极的喜乐。
Drawing near to Christ.
与神亲近，与基督亲近。
Delighting in the presence and fellowship that we have in our Savior.
在我们的救主里面，我们欢喜快乐，在他里面。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Now all these things are from God who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好。
All of these great blessings are from God.
这一切的美好的祝福都从神而来的。
To be in union with Christ.
与基督联合。
To be born again of Christ.
被基督重生了。
To be sanctified by God.
被神分别为圣了。
To be redeemed by the Lord.
被主所救赎了。
All these things are from God.
这一切都是出于神的。
Originate with God. Flow from God.
是从他而来，从他而出的。
God is the source of our salvation.
神是我们救恩的源头。
Therefore, we praise and worship Him alone.
因此，我们唯独敬拜他，赞美他。
So these things are from God who has reconciled us to Himself.
所以这些事都出于神，他叫我们与自己和好了。
Reconciliation.
和好。
It means the abolition of enmity, destruction of enmity.
意思就是把我们这个中间的敌对的隔墙给。挪开了。
Between two parties that are separated.
这两个本来是隔离的，本来是敌对的。
You see, reconciliation through Christ is the removal of enmity.
就是把他们之间的敌对的隔墙给拆掉了。
And it's the restoration of fellowship between two parties that are estranged.
这两个本来远离的，如今和好了，相合了。
We have been reconciled through Christ.
我们与基督和好。
You see, there was enmity.
你看，本来我们是敌对。
And I want you to realize something about this enmity.
我要你明白这个彼此的敌对。
It's not primarily referring to our hatred or enmity toward God.
这个敌对啊，主要指的不是我们对神的敌意。
Though that is true.
尽管我们有敌意，没错。
But it's primarily speaking of God's condemnation of sinners.
最主要是神对罪人的定罪。
God's enmity was toward us and our sin.
神因着我们的罪而对我们有敌意。
So yes, God is a God of love.
是，当然他是一位蛮有爱的神。
But He's a just and holy God.
他更是一位圣洁公义的上帝。
And when God saw us in our sin,
当神看到我们在罪中，
there was enmity toward us.
他对我们有敌意。
Paul said that we are by nature the children of wrath.
保罗说，我们是。天生我们都是那可怒之子啊。
Again, you find in certain circles.
在此啊，在一些圈子里头。
Where all you hear is the love of God.
你所听到的就是神的爱，神是慈爱的。
It's a God that loves you even though you persist in your sin.
你继续犯罪，他仍然爱你啦。
It's a God that will never judge anyone.
他不会审判你的。
It's a God that says there is no hell.
他说没有地狱的。
Yes, God is a God of love.
是，没错，神是慈爱的上帝。
But God is a God that has holy hatred towards sin.
但同时他也有对罪恶的圣洁的愤怒。
The wrath of God is upon the wicked.
神的愤怒降在那些恶人的身上。
And we find that God is angry with the wicked every day.
神对那些恶人天天发怒。
Well, how can that enmity be removed?
好，这个敌意怎么能够除掉呢？
So that I can have fellowship with God.
好叫我能够与神交通和好呢？
It is by penal substitution.
是借着 基督的替罪。
Jesus Christ bearing the penalty that is due me.
耶稣基督担当了我当受的刑罚。
So Jesus has reconciled us so that we might be brought back to God.
基督使我们与父神和好。
And he's given us the ministry of reconciliation.
他也给了我们那和好的指示。
Verse 19, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
好，十九节，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
So Christ was in the world reconciling us to God.
所以基督在世上使我们与父神和好。
Now he's given to us as Christians the word of reconciliation.
如今他给了我们那和好的道理。
That we might tell sinners who are under God's wrath.
好叫我们告诉那些在神的愤怒之下的罪人。
How they might be delivered.
他们如何可以得释放。
I'm here to tell you how to be delivered from the wrath of God.
我在这里要告诉你如何从神的愤怒中得释放。
You flee to Christ.
你要逃到基督面前。
You repent of sin and you trust in Christ and his righteousness for your salvation.
你要从你的罪中悔改，然后信靠基督，你才能得救。
And that's the word that you and I have been given as Christians.
是神所托付给我们的和好的道理。
The word of reconciliation.
就是和好之道。
Therefore, verse 20.
因此二十节
We are ambassadors for Christ as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
所以我们做基督的使者就好像神借着我们劝你们一般我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Ministers are God's representatives.
传道人是神的大使。
They're standing in the place of God, telling sinners, be reconciled to the Lord.
他们在代替神说话，告诉罪人要与神和好。
Trust in the work that God has provided in His Son.
你要信靠基督，神在基督里为你所预备的救恩。
Now here's the great work that we have been referring to in verse 21.
这是二十一节我们所讲的那个他所成就的工作。
To me, this is one of the most glorious verses in the whole Bible.
对我而言啊，这整本圣经都是其中一段最荣耀的经文。
It succinctly states the beauty of the gospel.
这短小精干的把福音讲得一清二楚。
He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
God made Christ to be sin for us.
神使基督替我们成为罪。
Jesus who knew no sin.
耶稣基督他不知罪，他是无罪的。
God counted our sin to Christ.
神把我们的罪归算到基督的身上。
On the cross, God regarded Christ as if he is bearing all the sins of all men of all time.
在十字架上，神把基督十字架上基督担当了我们所有的罪历世历代所有罪人的所有的罪
Have you ever wondered and asked why Jesus cried on the cross?
你有没有想过为什么基督要死在十字架上呢
Father, why have you forsaken me?
父啊为什么你要离弃我
More precisely, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神我的神为什么你要离弃我
Because,Christ on the cross became sin for us.
因为基督在十字架上为我们成为罪。
And now he is suffering the punishment of our guilt.
如今他为我们的罪就受刑罚。
He is experiencing a holy torrent of God's wrath.
他在经历神的愤怒倾倒在他身上。
As the waters covered the earth in the days of Noah.
正如在挪亚的日子，那洪水淹没全地一样。
The wrath of God has swallowed up Christ.
照样，神的愤怒也淹没了基督。
And what you hear on the cross is the cry of the damned.
你在十字架上听到的是那个被定罪的人的呼救声。
Christ is bearing the wrath of God.
基督在担当神的愤怒。
He is under condemnation.
他在神的定罪之下。
And under the weight of condemnation, he cries, "Why have you forsaken me?"
在那定罪的压力下，他呼求，为什么你离弃我父啊？
He is suffering what you and I deserve.
他在担当你我等受的刑罚。
He took upon himself our sin.
他为我们的罪担当了刑罚。
Our sin has been counted to Christ.
我们的罪被归算到基督身上。
But here is the double transference.
好，这是一个双重的交换。
Jesus receives our sin.
基督担当了我们的罪。
And we receive his righteousness.
同时我们得到了他的义。
We receive his perfect obedience to the Father.
我们得到了他完全顺服父神的那个义。
And he receives all of our disobedience against the Father.
他却担当了我们一切对父神的不顺服的罪。
Because he bears our sin, we are forgiven.
他担当我们的罪，我们的罪得赦免了。
He bears our sins so that we are pardoned.
他担当我们的罪，我们就得饶恕了。
But we need more than just a clean slate in order to be brought into the presence of God.
但是我们来到神面前，不仅仅需要一个干净的档案而已。
We need a positive righteousness.
我们更需要有一个正面的义。
And we receive the righteousness of God.
我们就接受了基督的义。
Do you understand?
明白吗？
Jesus receives our sin.
基督担当了我们的罪。
And we receive Christ's righteousness.
我们却接受了基督的义。
That is substitution, penal substitution.
这就是替代，这就是刑罚的替代。
So Paul writes in chapter 6 and verse 1.
所以在第六章第一节，保罗写道。
And working together with him, we also urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain.
我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。
For he says, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
因为他说，在悦纳的时候我应允你，在拯救的日子我搭救了你。看到现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
We are living in an era of grace.
我们活在一个恩典的时代。
We are living in a time when God is accepting sinners because of Jesus.
我们活在一个神因着基督接纳悦纳罪人的时代。
It's a time for sinners to be drawn to Christ to be saved.
这是一个罪人能够来到基督面前得救的一个时期。
There is a day of wrath approaching.
但是有一天那愤怒的日子会临到。
And it may be sooner than you could ever imagine.
也许快到比你可以想象更快。
But God's arms are stretched out.
但神的手臂正在向我们伸出。
He is receiving sinners on the basis of what Christ alone has accomplished.
还有因着唯独基督为我们成就的那一切，要接待罪人。
We that have placed our faith in Christ.
我们这些已经信靠基督的人。
We are accepted in Jesus.
我们在基督里已经蒙悦纳。
All of our sin has been washed away.
所有我们的罪已经被洗干净了。
God receives us on the basis of Christ's righteousness.
神因着基督的义要接纳我们。
Now is the day of salvation.
现在就是得救的时刻。
We urge you not to receive this grace in vain.
我们劝你们不要徒受神的恩典。
First Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
Read verse 18.
三章十八节。
Observe the substitution, the penal substitution of Jesus.
看看基督为我们所受的刑罚。
For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit.
因为基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。
Jesus died for sins once for all.
基督一次为罪受苦，解决了。
Here's substitution, the just for the unjust.
哦，这就是替代哦，那义的代替不义的。
Who is the just in this verse?
这节经文呢，义的是谁啊？
Who is the unjust?
谁是那不义的呢？
You and I are the unjust.
你我是那不义的。
Jesus is the just.
基督是那义者。
Jesus dying for us.
基督为我们死。
Jesus dying in our place.
基督代替我们。
And what is the result?
结果呢？
That he might bring us to God.
好叫我们。
You will not come to God apart from Jesus.
好引我们到他面前。没有基督，我们不可能来到神面前。
The unjust will not be brought to God in fellowship with him.
那不义的不可能与那义者有交通。
But rather, through Christ Jesus, we are brought to God.
唯有借着基督，我们可以被引到神的面前。
When we come to God, when we're drawn by the Spirit, He receives us because of Jesus' perfect work.
当我们来到神面前，我们被圣灵吸引，乃是因着基督的完全的救工。
Because Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
因为基督在十字架为我们的罪而死。
We who are unjust by nature,
我们这些本来不义的人
will be brought to God in eternity.
我们会永远。被引到神的面前与他同在。
And even today, we are brought into the presence of God through Christ.
甚至今天，我们因着基督，我们可以被引到神。
Why would God receive your fellowship?
为什么神会接纳你的跟他的交通呢？
This is so good. I get in front of Larry.
太快了，他太激动了。
So I'll slow down.
慢一点。
Why would God allow us to approach Him in prayer today?
为什么今天神接纳我们的祷告？
Why would He allow us to worship together?
为什么他悦纳我们一起的敬拜
？And plead for His presence.
而且我们求他的同在，他凭什么听我们
？It's because the just has died for the unjust.
都是因为那义者替我们这些不义的人而死。
See, as a Christian, you can come to the throne of grace.
所以身为基督徒，你可以来到恩典的宝座前。
At any time, at any place.
任何地方，任何时候都能来。
And be received by Jesus.
基督都会接纳我们。
Or be received by God on the behalf of Jesus.
或者这么说。因着基督的缘故，父神会接纳我们。
Sometimes God's children think this way. Sometimes God's children think in this manner.
Should it?
Sometimes Christians think this way.
有时候基督徒会这么想啊。
They think I have sinned.
他们想我犯罪了，基督徒想。
And therefore I cannot pray to God.
所以我不能祷告了。
I've got to live a perfect life for 3 days, and then I can come to God in prayer.
我必须三天之内好好表现，然后呢，我再来祷告。
Because God is going to accept me on the basis of my obedience.
因为神会因着我的顺服来接纳我。
Well, that's wrong for many reasons.
这很多理由，这完全错误。
As if you are going to live perfectly for 72 hours.
就好像你72小时之内你可以不犯罪啊。
But see.We can come to God because of Christ.
你知道，我们唯一借着基督可以来到神面前。
The just died for the unjust.
因为那义的代替不义的。
So when I sin, I need immediately to come before God.
所以当我犯罪，我需要马上来到神面前。
Confess my sin.
承认我的罪。
Receive forgiveness.
接纳他的赦免。
And enjoy the fellowship that God has given to me through Christ.
然后享受神在基督里为我所预备的这交通和好。
All right, I want to notice one other point.
好，我还要再讲一点啊。
And that is through Christ we have been healed.
就是借着基督，我们得了医治。
Isaiah said, "And by His scourging we are healed."
以赛亚说到了，因为因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
In verse 24 of 1 Peter 2.
彼得。
First Peter chapter 2.
第二章啊，前书第二章。
In verse 24,
二十四节
，Peter quotes from Isaiah 53 verse 5.
好，彼得在这里引用以赛亚书五十三章第五节、二十四节啊。
He writes in verse 24.
二十四节他说
，And He Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by His wounds you were healed.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。使我们既在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
It's through Christ that we are healed.
是借着基督，我们得到医治。
The healing according to the context is being spiritually healed.
这里啊，这个医治指的是属灵的医治，这上下文啊。
Having our sins taken away by Christ on the cross.
就是我们借着基督在十字架。的死，我们的罪
就得医治。
这里彼得所讲的医治
，that Isaiah recorded，
也就是以赛亚所说的医治
，is a healing through Christ，
是借着基督所得的医治。
That has tremendous implications in the lives of God's children。
这个对神的儿女而言这个医治是十分意义深长的。
That causes us to die to sin，
这令我们在罪上死。
We're dead to the dominion of sin.
我们从罪恶的权势中得到释放。
And now we are blessed to live to righteousness.
现在我们就可以在义上活。
Penal substitution.
就是替罪。
means that God has provided a way back to Him.
意思就是神让我们这些人可以回到他身边，恢复与他的关系。
And that way back to Him,
回到他面前。
Includes a life that is marked by righteousness.
也包括了一个义的生活。
Did Jesus die for you?
是否基督为你而死了呢？
Is your life marked by righteousness?
是否你生命的特征是公义的生活呢？
That's the evidence that the just died for you, the unjust.
这就是那义的代替不义的而死的一个证明。
Because your life is being changed by His grace and power.
因为你的生命因着他的大能和恩典正在经历改变。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, please enable us.
父神，求你帮助我们。
To understand who you are and what you have done.
明白你是谁和你为我们成就了什么。
Lord, we long by your Spirit to live unto righteousness.
主啊，我们盼望靠着你的圣灵过一个圣洁的生活。
And to be controlled by your love.
能够被你的大爱所激励。
I pray that each of us in this auditorium.
愿我们这里坐着的每一个人。
Each person that will hear this recording.
每一个听到这篇信息的人。
Will be changed by your word.
生命都因着你的话语而改变。
In Christ's name.
奉基督的名祷告。
And amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.